Just 2 minutes, they shop, you save. They do all the work. Insure on the spot. Shops a network of insurance companies. Rates as low as $35 a month. No license, head tickets, accidents, or need a SR-22. Don't worry, they insure everyone. Call Insure on the Spot at 773-202-5060. That's 773-202-5060 to get your quote. Insure on the Spot.
Run to Old Navy to save up to 50% off summer's most stylish dresses, shirts, and shorts for the family. But you better hurry. At up to 50% off, your favorite styles are going fast. And you should, too. Run to Old Navy now. Valid 7/5 to 7/13. Select styles only.
Run to Old Navy to save up to 50% off summer's most stylish dresses, shirts, and shorts for the family. But you better hurry. At up to 50% off, your favorite styles are going fast. And you should too. Run to Old Navy now. Valid 7/5 to 7/13. Select styles only.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
A tool called Name Your Price. Get a grip on your spending like an industrial vice. It's nice. Beats rolling the dice. I prefer brown rice. Don't carry dumbbells when you walk on thin ice. Splash.
Get insurance based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the official radio home of the Cubs. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
It is 2 o'clock, and from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with this scoreboard update. Join Chicago's Big Ten team at Ryan Field this fall. Season tickets are now on sale at NU Sports. .com. It's an opportunity to live a dream that he had a chance to live back in 2010 or again in 2014.
Being a kid growing up, and you know, Michael Jordan and Chicago Bulls was the team, you know, and for us. And I've always like envisioned myself like being in the backyard. I always had a Bulls jersey on. I always envisioned Dwayne Wade name being called in the United Center. And I get an opportunity to live that dream
out. That's Dwayne Wade with Kelly Ripa this morning. Of course, ready or not, here he comes. Dwayne Wade and the Bulls are coming together. A two-year deal for $47 million. Bulls sent away Jose Calderon to the Lakers and Mike Dunleavy to the Cavs in order to make room. Rajon Rondo just finished up meeting with the media today. His contract agreement with the Bulls becomes official today as well. And league experts are shaving down expectations on the salary cap in the NBA next season. Expected to be at $107 million. ESPN says it might be a little bit closer to $100 million. Notre Dame and Michigan are going to play football again. They're going to resume their football series in 2018 after a four-year hiatus. Schools announcing they'll play the season opener in South Bend that year, followed by a return game at the Big House, but that won't be until late October of 2019. And reports in Texas say the Irish are working on a game with TCU in the future as well. Baseball, Cubs with a makeup game tonight at Wrigley against the Braves. Then it's off to Pittsburgh to face the Pirates. Jason Hamill will get the start for the 17th time this year, although he allowed a career-high 5 home runs the last time out against the Mets in a 10-2 loss. Braves have lost 4 straight. They'll stay put and face Chris Sale tomorrow to start a 3-game set with the White Sox at the Cell. There are only 2 games going on this afternoon, and one of them, including those Pittsburgh Pirates, tied with the Cardinals. Pirates have now just gone in front of the Cardinals. It's a 1-0 score top of the third. Angels trying to finish off the Rays 5-1. They're in the bottom of the ninth. Mike Trout stole home in that one, getting a run there to add insurance to the Angels' lead. Again, 5-1 there in the ninth down in Tampa. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Homewood Bat. Come visit their pro shop and in Homewood today. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to The Home for Cubs Baseball. Next game on The Score tonight, 6:30, Cubs and Braves on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Visit the Pro Football Hall of Fame today.
Boars at Bernstein.
Dan and Terry, the killer bees.
Afternoons on The Score.
How are you closer to winning a championship signing a 34-year-old guy with bad knees? What does that do? What does that possibly accomplish? I want to hear the explanation. Well, we want to get younger and more athletic. He drafted a guy who's not particularly athletic, and then we signed a point guard that was older than our other point guard, and then we want to get an old and kind of hurt, expensive guy. All right, great. Strike up the band. Seriously, that's just ridiculous.
Breaking Bulls news. The Bulls signed Chicago area native Dwayne Wade to a free agent contract. Boers and Bernstein, Chicago's longest running sports talk show.
So what's up? Anything exciting happened to you last night or anything?
Last night was a long night for me.
I want to congratulate you because you are the newest Chicago Bull. Is that correct?
It's still surreal. I'm excited, you know, to go back to, you know, the place that I've always envisioned playing basketball. You know, being a kid growing up and, you know, Michael Jordan and Chicago Bulls was the team, you know, and for us, I've always, like, envisioned myself, like, being in the backyard. I always had a Bulls jersey on. I always envisioned Dwayne Wade's name being called in the United Center, and I get an opportunity to live that dream out.
Boers and Bernstein, they deal in negativity. I call them trash dealers.
It's gotta work.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It is 2:04 on Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score, and we get a chance now to go to the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline, your first stop for complete auto service. And joining us, you can see him on the jump, and you hear him right now on The Score. He is Steven Jackson. Hey, Steven.
How you doing?
Tell us how the comeback is coming, because there's a rumor going around, Steven, that, you know, you got offered a coaching position, but you're thinking about coming back, because I'm here in Chicago. I'll get on the floor with you.
Yeah, I got a lot of options. First of all, I answer the question. I just want to send my love and respect to the two black men that were killed by cops recently. I just want to send love out to their families. Whether it was right or wrong, it's still people getting killed. But the comeback is real. I mean, but the coaching is real too. So I haven't made a decision. I've got calls from teams. I've definitely been offered a job coaching from the Warriors, and I'm leaving my options open right now. I haven't made a decision, but the good thing about it is I will be back in the NBA this year if God says the same, and I'm just weighing my options right now. But I'm ready for either. You know, I've been working out the last 6 months doing tour days, so I am prepared for either situation.
Since you brought up the Warriors, you know, they talked about a coaching position. You know, they're kind of strapped financially. And Ray Allen's a name that's being thrown out there. He hadn't played in over a year. You think that could possibly be an option for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, if they take Ray Allen before me, obviously they're not looking for they're looking for an old head that's going to sit on the bench, because I'm pretty sure I can move way better than Ray Allen right now. But it depends on what they're looking for. You know, I bring way more to the game than just spotting up in the corner. That's probably all Ray Allen can do right now, is just shoot the ball. You know, so whatever they're looking for, you know, I'm willing to do it. But coaching is something that I have a passion for. And, you know, I'm really leaning toward, you know, being able to coach with Steve Kerr and Mike Brown, two guys that I was with in San Antonio, is definitely a blessing. And I'm just thankful for Steve Kerr for even keeping me in mind.
All right, Coach, let's say you're looking at this Bulls roster right now, and you've got three guys who need the ball in Rondo, Jimmy Butler, and Wade, three guys who want the ball, three alpha dogs. How do you manage that? How do you coach them?
Well, I kind of disagree, because I don't think Wade and Jimmy need the ball as much as you think. You know, having Rondo on the team, Rondo is a guy he's an old school point guard. He's one of the last of a dying breed. He takes pride in getting everybody shot. He's one of those point guards that's not really worried about getting double digit points. He wants to get double digit rebounds and double digit assists, and that's the type of point guard Jimmy and D Wade need. I think he's going to do a great job of facilitating the ball, making sure both of those guys get their shots, because he knows that both of those guys have to be successful for those guys to win.
Whatever team you were on, and you played on a bunch of them, and you had a lot of dynamic personalities. You know, Rondo's been, you know, with Boston and then Dallas and then to Sacramento and now to Boston. You know, Fred Hoiberg is a young coach. You're now a veteran player. What do you expect that locker room, those huddles, to be like?
It's going to be good, because, you know, now it's a lot of respect in them huddles now. You have guys on that team that you know that's going to go to war. You know, Jimmy's a hard-nosed guy. D. Wade is a hard-nosed guy. And so is Rondo. So you know those guys are going to go out there and play. And I think they're going to respect Harbaugh, even though, you know, he wasn't a champion. He hasn't done much of his playing career. he's respected as a great coach. You know, I even respect him. So I think he's going to do a great job of getting those guys ready to go, but it's not going to be too hard for him because he has one guy that has three rings, one guy that has one championship in Rondo, and those guys know how to lead. I think he's going to do a great job of coaching but letting those guys lead as well.
That's why I wonder, because remember last year, Jimmy Butler was the self-declared leader. He said, I'm the leader of this team, and Jimmy's been feeling himself. Ever since he signed that deal, there's been grumbling in the locker room, guys saying, boy, how Hollywood Jimmy has gotten. There was always the tension there with the Derrick Rose dynamic, but I wonder how easily Jimmy Butler is going to understand that. You know, you're talking about, like you say, guys with rings. One guy who's definitely headed to the Hall of Fame. That locker room is going to be different, and I don't think he's going to come strutting in like a peacock this year declaring himself the leader.
I don't think so either. I think, but for me, personally, it's still Jimmy's team, but Jimmy understands that he has a Hall of Famer on his team now, and he has to share a lot of that light in order to be successful. And I think Jimmy, his main focus is winning. I had a chance to get him on the show when I was on the jump, and I really don't see an arrogant guy. I see a humble kid who's confident. He's confident but humble, and that's a great way to approach life in anything you do. Always be confident in yourself, but be humble enough to know that there's always somebody better than you, and you can't do it by yourself. And I think he has both of those assets.
We're talking with Steven Jackson right now. You can catch him on The Jump as well as 120 Sports. Let me put you on the spot here. Who are you more surprised about, Dwayne Wade going to the Bulls or Durant going to the Warriors?
Of course, Durant going to the Warriors, but I love the decision. I'm definitely surprised. You know, a lot of guys expect him to stay loyal and be in OKC, which I would have done. But at the same time, if I didn't have a championship, it's about winning. Everybody knows Durant is going to make so much more money in his career in this league. I don't think money's a problem. I think you have guys that love the game, and you have guys who play the game. I can honestly say, Chandler Parsons plays the game. I don't think he plays the game because he loves it. He plays it for money and because he wants to be the Justin Timberlake of the NBA. I really think Durant wants to win. He loves the game. He plays the game because he loves the game. And when you love the game, you want to be the best at it. You want to be a champion. And by that move he made, that's what I see him thinking. He wants to win the championship. He don't want to be a Charles Barkley and a Karl Malone, be great, but never be the best at what you do. And in any job you have, you know it, Dan. You want to be the best at what you do at least one time. You don't want to give 15 years to a job and not be the best at all the time you're there. So I respect the decision because everybody wants to be a champion once in their life.
All right, I want to go back to something you said about what, offhandedly, you said you probably would have stayed in Oklahoma City. It's interesting because you were drafted by Phoenix and then bounced around a little bit before breaking in with the Nets, and then Spurs, Hawks, Pacers, Warriors, Bobcats, Bucks, back to the Spurs, and then the Clippers, and possibly on to somewhere else now. For a guy that's been on 8 different NBA teams, why do you say, were you Durant, you would have probably stayed?
Well, because I was in that situation, kind of, but not on the level as Durant. I won a championship with the Spurs. I had a lot of big shots that season, and they didn't pay me. So they didn't pay me what I was worth. So I left and went and played somewhere else to get my money. But if I didn't win that championship that year, I probably would have stayed. I probably would have stayed and took that less money to get a championship and stay loyal to the team, you know, that actually gave me my first opportunity to start and also play alongside Tim Duncan and David Robinson. So it was a situation that I could have stayed and I would have stayed if I wouldn't have won that championship that year. And I would have stayed loyal. But, you know, I the second time I went back to San Antonio, it was the same type of situation. I could have stayed loyal, but things didn't work out to my favor. And at the end of the day, you're looking at a league now, but this is the first time you ever had an NBA where players are in control of where they go. Players are in control of where they go and what they do. And I love to see it as a player because for a long time, the league is our – I mean, the owners have always traded guys when they wanted to, and it's a what have you done for me lately business. So I got to give props to LeBron for changing the league around. But just because of him, guys are doing what they want and playing what they want and building these super teams.
Yeah, that's something that Dan Bernstein wrote about. You can check that out on the Scores website. He really dove into the money aspect of that LeBron decision. I thought that was really poignant. I think Steven Jackson hits on that point as well. Getting back to the Bulls, when you look at this team, yeah, obviously the big three, and then you got Mirotić and Robin Lopez and Doug McDermott off the bench. They drafted Denzel Valentine. Are they going to make the playoffs next year?
I don't know. I'm not just saying it because I want to play basketball. I want to be on that team, but they got to add some more stuff. I don't think Valentine's ready. I don't think he's able to keep up with that pace and the understanding with Dwayne Wade and Jimmy Butler and Rondo. These guys have been around for a while. These guys know what it takes. Obviously, they're going to have to add some more. I like Lopez, but I think they're still a couple pieces away from contending in the East, but making the playoffs, being a playoff team, I can definitely see it.
I just can't wait to see that team, that Golden State team, if they face LeBron James again. If that happens again, you talk about ratings records. You thought last year's numbers going back to the Jordan era with some of the eyes on this game and what LeBron himself has done, is even as we're not talking about him right now, this is all of this money, the TV deal, the explosion of the salary cap. People can say what they want, but how polarizing LeBron has been. You've had idiots in the media deciding to say dumb things about him and degrade him just because. But because of him, that's what facilitated the money that allowed Durant to do what he did. They might end up facing each other in the finals. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. And if anybody, the reason all this is going on, the TV deal, the money, they're naive. He has a lot to do with it. Like I said, he has a lot to do with players being able to do what they want and play and travel. I mean, go and build these super teams. I think he's the catalyst of that. And you got to give him props, man, because like I said, it's been a long time where players had no control. Everything they said, we got fined for, and we really didn't have no say-so. Finally, a dominant player coming in the league that's standing up for the players, and guys are starting to get what they're worth. Even guys are getting what they're not worth in this league now, so that shows how much he's done.
Well, before we let you go, Steven, I have to let you know that you are still you had one of the great quotes for me in the history of the NBA.
I bet I can guess it.
Okay, do you know which one it is?
Is it "I make love to pressure"?
No, that's on my list. But my favorite one was after Gilbert Arenas and Javaris Crittenden brought their guns into the locker room. It was none other than Steven Jackson that said, "Even I wouldn't do something like that." Which I thought was just one of the most self-aware and self-deprecating comments. And I loved it. And I know that with your work on the Jump and more that you're going to be doing, as long as you're playing, coaching, and around the game, there's going to be plenty more of that.
I definitely appreciate it, man.
That is Steven Jackson, longtime NBA veteran, and maybe soon to continue as an NBA player if we can see the opportunity forming for him.
Yeah, I got a chance to sit down and watch many games with him at 120 Sports. And, you know, you see a guy and you just see him, you know, going into the stands in Detroit, and you see him on all different teams, and you've seen kind of the behavior on the court. One of the best just flat-out guys. I would hang out with Steven Jackson for like 10 straight days, eat chicken wings with him, play video games, just watch games. He's just an all-around good dude. That's why the Warriors want to bring him on their staff, because those guys will respect him. A, because they're probably scared of him because he has like a screw loose or maybe one more of those. But he's also been through the wars. He's been there before. That's where a guy like Fred Hoiberg, even though he played, I'm not sure he's up to the respect level of a Steven Jackson. Is that saying that he doesn't have enough street cred or credibility or because of the way he looks? Maybe. Maybe. The NBA, there's not a lot of Fred Hoibergs running around anymore. The NBA is a different league. So a guy like Steven Jackson, he's going to be able to relate more. Just check out his social media. Follow his Instagram. He's got, you know, hundreds of thousands of followers. And he strikes a chord with that generation. And you want to know who's playing in the NBA now? Teenagers. Kids. I know maybe not on our hometown team, they're not. But across the NBA, it's very young. And that's where, you know, you get back to draft night and Jimmy Butler. I think they would have made that deal with the Timberwolves, but they wanted Chris Dunn and Zach LaVine. And the Timberwolves were not ready to part from them. And I can understand both sides of the story, but for Jimmy Butler, well, I mean, what kind of spot is he in right now? Really, how do you feel if you're Jimmy Butler?
That's what I'm saying.
This is your team.
Finally. Finally your team.
I'm the captain now. Not so much, are you?
No. Here comes your guy with three rings, who's headed for the Hall of Fame, who still believes that he's got enough left in the tank to be that guy. We'll see. That's Tim Doyle in for the recovering Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. We've got Evan Grossman at the top of the hour. We've got Isaac Bennett later on, second half at 3:30. Who you crapping at 5? Be a part of it today. And a lot more. 312-644-6767. Good time to jump in. You got the score.
The Bulls sign Chicago area native Dwayne Wade to a free agent contract. Keep it here for all the details on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A devastating blow for UFC 200. Interim UFC light heavyweight champ John Jones, arguably the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world and the alleged best ever, was ripped from his title unification bout with Daniel Cormier for a potential doping violation. Jones was the main event on the most important night in UFC history and the biggest reason so many people were going to throw down to attend or watch that fight on pay-per-view, and he just blew it all up 2 days before the fight. And while he's saying that he's not sure exactly what happened, it would appear this dude was running a straight con. And I'll admit it, I bought it, but never again. Cocaine, hit and run, and now PEDs apparently. Three strikes and you're out. Unless you can prove otherwise, John, we'll see you in 2 years. Or more likely, never again. I'm Jim Rome.
Getting affordable parts for your vehicle has never been easier. In fact, it's as easy as ABC. ABC Auto Parts. Stop paying inflated prices for new parts that deflate your wallet. ABC Auto Parts has thousands of parts salvaged from insurance loss vehicles, including transmissions, engines, doors, and tires and wheels for all vehicles. Recycled parts save time, money, and the planet. The next time you need a part, try us first. We've been here since 1936, so we probably have what you need. ABC Auto Parts. Online at abcap.com. That's abcap.com.
Ready to take your game to the next level? With Xfinity X1, you can track all the scores and stats right on your TV. Plus, you can stream multiple games at once on any laptop, tablet, or phone from anywhere in the home. Change the way you experience TV. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Switch to an X1 triple play from Comcast and save when you bundle. Call 1-800-XFINITY or click today. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas.
Go ahead, get weird with your workout. Like whacking tires with a sledgehammer weird. Like riding a stationary bike in a pool weird. Like running a race with a bunch of zombies chasing you weird. Apparently that's a thing. Get weird with your workout, but not with your protein. Always recover smart with organic fuel from Organic Valley. 26 grams of organic protein and zero weird ingredients. Get your fuel on at drinkorganicfuel.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
A tool called Name Your Price. Get a grip on your spending like an industrial vice. It's nice. Beats rolling the dice. I prefer brown rice. Don't carry dumbbells when you walk on thin
Get insurance based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
Run to Old Navy to save up to 50% off summer's most stylish dresses, shirts, and shorts for the family. But you better hurry. At up to 50% off, your favorite styles are going fast. And you should, too. Run to Old Navy now. Valid 7/5 to 7/13. Select styles only.
Go ahead. Get weird with your workout. Like doing downward dog on a paddleboard weird. Like running a race with a burro weird. Like crawling through the mud on all fours while getting electrocuted weird. Yeah, that's a thing. But when you're done, recover smart with organic fuel from Organic Valley. It has 26 grams of organic protein made from pasture-raised milk and zero weird ingredients. Get your fuel on at drinkorganicfuel.com.
Run to Old Navy to save up to 50% off summer's most stylish dresses, shirts, and shorts for the family. But you better hurry. At up to 50% off, your favorite styles are going fast. And you should too. Run to Old Navy now. Valid 7/5 to 7/13. Select styles only.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Your aura brims with confidence. The Name Your Price tool has given you policy options based on your budget. A source of great power rises from within. like a Tyrannosaurus Rex, that can shoot dragons out of its eyes, riding on a tank.
Get insurance based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-930-0972. 800-930-0972.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Who team is the Chicago Bulls right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
I think we better have, hold on, politically correct answer.
It's your team.
Politically,
this is the jump.
Politically correct answer. Hold on. Politically correct answer. We better have guys that can play, but as the best player, I better help us win some games.
Not too thinly veiled there from Jimmy Butler. You know what Jimmy thinks. We know what Jimmy actually thinks because we know what went on last year and what has gone on. And it was weird stuff going on with the Bulls last year. Because remember when Jimmy and Powell started to get that little alley-oop game going? And it was, oh, okay, drop it down to the high post and Jimmy cuts, beats his guy. There's the ball for him. And that was... That's because things were getting worked out. There's wink-wink stuff going on. Fred's not calling that. No, that's they establish that on court relationship where I get it to you, you get it back to me. We got a good thing going here, and you if you watch enough games, you start to see some of that sort of leak into the on court product.
You wonder that's a name we have not heard at all being mentioned. Pau Gasol was on the Bulls last year, wasn't he? Because he averaged 16 points and 11 rebounds.
Mm-hmm.
But he just sucks, right? Get rid of him.
Well, he sucks on defense.
But I think the resentment or the response of Chicago fans is, he's old. Oh, really? Who signed him? A team that wins a lot, right?
San Antonio Spurs. He's a great second unit center. See, I think he's a terrific bum slayer. You have him.
Would you rather have Robin Lopez or Pau Gasol going into the season? You'd rather have Pau Gasol.
Pau Gasol is
the passing, he'd open up guys' games. So
his defense made me crazy.
Defense isn't very good.
He played as if he was holding a glass of wine.
But I just feel like you're better when he's on the floor.
He's a better player.
Yes, and I think he would get more touches with Rondo because I don't think Derek dribbling down the floor was like, I don't think Powell's touched the ball in a few minutes.
Yeah,
like,
but
I don't think that was ever a thought process.
But watching them against ball screens was maddening. They could not contain a simple ball screen, no matter who it was. Whether it's Mo Williams or Chris Middleton or just guys.
What's it going to be this year, Dan? Miritich. What are they going to do with Miritich? Every time he's on the floor, they're just going to go right at him.
He's going to be involved in a pick and roll every time.
Okay, so then he's out on the perimeter. Who's supposed to grab rebounds on this team? That's one of those things I just laugh about. Yeah, we're going to go small. We're going to be exciting. All right, so here's the deal.
You're going to get out-rebounded every night.
Go look at the teams who are the best three-point shooting teams in the NBA. You know what they do? They win. Number one best three-point shooting team in the NBA, 13 threes a game, Golden State. All right, we all knew that. Second team, Cleveland. Okay, those
two
teams.
How about Cleveland in the Eastern Conference playoffs, what they did shooting threes?
Oh, especially in that Atlanta series, right? They made 25 in that one game, and that was an absolute joke. Houston made the playoffs. Charlotte made the playoffs. Portland, Atlanta, Dallas, the Clippers. Those are your top eight. You know what they all did? Made the playoffs. And now all of a sudden,
made a ton of threes.
You're going small. All right, we're going to go small. We're going to be fast. Okay, so you're going to be small.
Where are your points coming from?
Who's going to make outside jumpers? Everybody is shooting threes in the NBA, and you have three guys that don't really play that style of play. Now, I do believe this. I believe Jimmy Butler, who makes on average right around 1 3-pointer a game, I think that number will increase. That's a big number I pay attention to.
All right.
He makes 1 3 a game. Look at his numbers.
Yes to or not.
I think that's something that he will get more wide open looks because of Rondo. You know, I do see that happen.
There's another unintended consequence, and I don't have this graphed because I'm sure that the advanced NBA data, that all of the movement data and all the cameras can tell me if this is true. But one tenet of basketball always is longer shots produce longer rebounds. So if you do have a higher percentage of longer shots being taken, it does mean your perimeter players, your stronger perimeter players, are going to be in a position to be more important rebounders than just little dinky shots around the basket and hoping your big 1970s big man is there to grab the basketball. Rondo is good at sealing his guy, getting the ball and going. So there is an aspect in the modern NBA to quote-unquote perimeter rebounding that maybe hasn't been there in the past.
I understand your point, and it's well taken, but you know what happened?
That means it's not well taken, and you don't like it. It's a stupid point.
Well, here's the thing, right? Andrew Bogut gets hurt. How many games did the Warriors win from that point on?
And that's why Pachulia is going to be terrific in his stead.
No doubt, but you need that body. Yeah. You know, you need that guy who's able to affect
the
game.
They knew it. They knew it. That's why they went out and they got Pachulia, who's a great teammate.
That's the one everyone's pissed about around the NBA, is how cheap they got Pachulia for.
Well, the Players Association says, you know, you shouldn't do that because now you're hurting everybody and all the similar comp contracts. It's like when somebody on your block has a short sale for a house that's like yours, and all of a sudden all your comps across the board and your house is worth less.
Scoreboard update.
2:30, and from the Northwestern Football Update studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with this scoreboard update. Join Chicago's Big Ten team at Ryan Field this fall. Season tickets on sale now at nusports.com. It's an opportunity to live a dream. That's what Dwayne Wade said this morning when he talked about it, as he happened to be the guest host with Kelly Ripa today and Live with Kelly.
I want to congratulate you because you aren't the newest Chicago Bull. Is that correct?
Thank you. I am. I mean, it's still surreal. And I'm still numb.
Said he didn't get much sleep last night. 2-year deal, $47 million. Bulls sent away a couple of guys to clear some room. Jose Calderon to the Lakers. Mike Dunleavy to the Cavs. Rajon Rondo's contract is official today. He met with the media earlier this afternoon. And league experts say that the salary cap will shave down a bit. They expect it to be $107 million next season. Now ESPN says that might be closer to $100 million. Notre Dame and Michigan are going to start playing football against each other again. They'll resume the series in 2018 after a 4-year hiatus. The school's announcing they'll play that season opener in that year in South Bend. That'll be followed by a return game at the Big House, but not until later in the season. October of 2019 is when the return game is. Baseball, the Cubs have a makeup game tonight at Wrigley against the Atlanta Braves. Jason Hamill gets the start for the 17th time this season. Braves have lost 4 straight. They will stay put this weekend and start off with Chris Sale and the White Sox starting tomorrow night at the Cell. Cubs will go to Pittsburgh right now. The Pirates with a 1-0 lead on the Cardinals. They're in the 4th inning there. Angels beat the Rays today 5-1. The highlight in this one, Mike Trout stealing home in the 8th inning. And finally, Rio organizers say that with less than a month to go before the Olympics, there are 30% of tickets that are unsold. Brazil's sports minister also insists that the number of Zika cases will be, quote, close to zero. So we should all feel good about that. With 3,000 slot machines and more than 60 table games, award-winning dining, and luxurious accommodations for gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure, Four Winds Casino, escape the everyday. I'm Matt Riddlewald, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball. Next game on the Score tonight, 6:30. Cubs and Braves in Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Cabela's. Summer, it's time to get out and enjoy the great outdoors. And there's no better place to get ready than Cabela's Summer Clearance in Hoffman Estates in Hammond. Shop in-store or at Cabela's.com.
The Boris and Bernstein Show on WSCR. The Score, Tim Doyle of 120 Sports is sitting in for Terry Boris today. We have talked a lot of basketball. We will have some baseball coming your way as well. Isaac Bennett of Baseball Prospectus Wrigleyville did a deep dive into the improvement in Cubs starter Kyle Hendricks and just what he's done to continue to hone his skills. A guy without a lot of physical margin for error who has figured some things out. We'll talk to him, find out what he thinks about some other Cub issues as well, because there's some nervousness. Cubs have not been playing well. They've just not been inspiring you. It hasn't been the party that it was to start the year, where you just sort of expected that you were going to your little dinner theater and they'd entertain you with a victory. That this is how it looks in a 162 game baseball season, and they're going through a very difficult stretch. And if you're nervous about it, it's okay. You're allowed to be. That's perfectly fine. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that everything is normal and
everything is
fine.
Is normal.
No, it's
you cannot wager on the NL Central race in Vegas. It's off the board. You cannot bet the NL Central race. They've declared it in Las Vegas, which kind of knows what they're talking about. Over. And I watched Pittsburgh and St. Louis play yesterday. St. Louis blows another game at home. They're in a really bad place right now. Pittsburgh doesn't scare anybody. Vegas has decided the NL Central race, gambling-wise, you cannot wager on it. They will not take any bets. So if you're a Cub fan, I think the main thing is...
Yeah, but the Cub fans this year they don't care about winning the Central. They care about winning the World Series.
Well, then you got to get healthy.
Right.
Well, then every day you look at the lineup, right? Who's not out there? Who's not performing? Who's banged up? I mean, Chris Bryant, he said he was fortunate, and he was, because the knee took a very weird turn where, you know, I've seen a lot worse on guys' knees that don't go that far in the wrong direction. But then he rebounds, he hits a home run. But it's just like Lackey not covering home plate, and then you blow a late lead to a guy named Tucker.
And Zach Cozart is continually going yard on you. Now, that's supposed to be your get-well team when Cincinnati comes in. They're not supposed to win that series, but they're all Major League Baseball players.
Tucker Barnhart hits a 3-run home run. I'll ask you this. How many players in the history of Major League Baseball with the first name Tucker? I'm going to save that for the second half, okay?
Okay.
But I want you I want you to kind of marinate on that first name, because I'll say this.
Tucker Carlson.
You name your son Tucker. If your name is Tucker out there, I'm sure you're a great person and you're loyal and you give to your neighbors.
Why are you sure of that? What if a guy named Tucker is a complete a-hole?
No, because if your name's Tucker, more than likely, 8 times out of 10, you have a sweater tied around you. I'm Tucker.
Yeah, the guys I went to college with, yeah.
Oh, Tucker.
You meet a guy named Grayson. You're like, really? That's actually your name?
Well, if you name somebody Tucker, just realize, right? If you're of the age, or, you know, I'm talking baby names right now. If you name your son Tucker, he will not be an athlete at any level. Now, a last name Tucker, there's been a lot of Tuckers. Alonzo Tucker, Michael Tucker, there's been a lot of great Tuckers. But if you go Tucker first name, just know that in Little League, in Pee Wee football, in squirt basketball, he will be made fun of and he will quit playing sports.
But at some point, you're going to be wrong, because the way name trends go, you're basing that on evidence now, not on the bubble in the graph, the cohort of the number of Tuckers that are eventually, just by sheer numbers, one is going to make it.
Oh, no. This is where we get back to my baseball. See, no, I dove into the name Tucker because I went to our America's Pastime, who has the longest, you know, kind of data of who's played the game. And when Tucker Barnhart hit that home run, I went, oh, his name's Tucker. His life must have been hysterical on the baseball field.
But you probably could have said the same thing about what is going to happen in sports when this generation of names, the names that I see having been, you know, 8 years in youth baseball, I've been the scorekeeper. So it goes by first name. So it's been my job. It's anecdotal, but it's my personal data from Wells Park. So you're talking about a subset here. But in Major League Baseball, give it 10 years. It's going to be overrun by Aiden, Braden, Caden, Jaden, anything ending in some form or fashion of that, largely in part because of the character Aiden from Sex and the City years ago.
You think that plays
Sex
a role?
Sex and the City. Oh, absolutely. Oh, no, there's no question it does. But you just wait.
You are crazy.
No, it does. It's true. Ask experts about it.
Who's an expert on Sex and the City naming of your children?
There are name experts. There are name consultants. I know people. Okay, this is when you know people have way too much money.
Yep.
Like all the FU money.
Yeah.
I know people who hired a professional naming consultant to help them come up with a name for their kid.
I'll tell you this right now. I had my first son, and I got voted down with the first name. Matt, I know you have children as well. I wanted to name the kid Dick Doyle because I think that's a strong name. It's a government
he's
name.
He's a detective. No. That's...
What do you mean? That's a strong name.
Dick Doyle's is a hard-bitten detective who's just, he's seen it all. He's busy typing out reports. He's got to get his paperwork in. He's got coffee stains on him.
No. See, why all the guys named Dick they're old?
Right.
They're older men. Dick Clark, Dick Durbin, Dick Cheney. They're all like old white guys.
I've got two uncles named Dick.
Yeah, how old? They're old, right? Yeah. I want the young Dick.
Okay.
Doyle. Yeah, I thought that would be a really nice transition.
It is a great preschool day. Dick Doyle. How's it going? Right.
Plus, think about the headlines in the paper. Like, Dick comes up big and win. But I mean, they'd probably have the last name, though.
They wouldn't say that.
Yeah, maybe they wouldn't.
If they wouldn't be on a first name basis with your kid. It's like some, you know, playing Legion ball or something.
Like senior night. Like, what a memorable Dick Doyle.
And you got shouted down on that.
Yeah,
one.
So yeah, because I was like, and you gotta have a good nickname because you're gonna go Richard, right? So like Richard Gere Doyle or Richard Nixon Doyle. But no, I got voted down. But I made a strong push for it. I think it's a good, strong name.
The 312 says, look up all the Shaquilles on college teams, the Shaqs and the Shaquilles.
I don't know about your Braden, Caden.
I'm just telling you. And yeah. Owen, a lot of Owen.
After Owen
Ethan,
Hart. You think after Owen Hart?
Ethan, Owen, Caden, Braden, Jaden, Logan. There's just a lot of names.
The name Dick, is it over? Is that a name that will just, as your kid gets older, that's a name that will go away?
They all come back. The retro names. You know, for a while, nobody was naming their kid Max or Lou. And then there were a bunch of guys named Max and kids named Max. And it's just, everything's cyclical in that way. There are some terrific videos that you can find online showing what's called the witch's hat, which is the shape of the graph of a name trend.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at, like, for my age, where everybody, all the girls when I was in school, you know, all they're now my age, are Jennifer, Stephanie, and some form of Alyssa, Melissa, or Lissa. If you're around 46 years old, you know a lot of Jennifer's, Stephanie's, and Melissa, Alyssa's, and Lissa's.
Okay.
And you can see it in the graph. Like, you watch these graphs appear, and then they sort of drop, and then they pop up again. And you can go by name. It goes by year, going back to, like, 1900 with census data. It's really cool.
How about the, we got a text here from the 847. How about Ruth or Ethel?
Ruth came back. That's one of my sisters, one of my daughter's best friends.
How about Barbara?
I don't know about that. Yeah. That's a mom name.
Like Barbara Bush Doyle?
Linda, Judy, with an I.
Where I'm from out east, everybody's named Donna.
A lot of Donnas.
Oh, Donnie and Donna.
Roberta. Barbara.
This is my son Peter and his wife Marie. This is Marie. This is Marie. This is Peter.
The 815 says, my 8-year-old had a Caden, a Braden, and an Aiden on one team. See? There you go. Anecdotal evidence. Boris and Bernstein. We're going to talk some basketball and life with Evan Grossman of the New York Daily News at the top of the hour on The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Grand Appliance and TV is giving away a free LG Twin Wash Suite featuring an LG front load washer and the brand new LG Sidekick. Save time, energy, and water while washing two loads at the same time with LG's two washers in one. Like Grand Appliance and TV on Facebook to be entered to win. Discover the latest in LG innovation at grandappliancesandtv.com or at one of their 19 showrooms. Grand Appliance and TV. You make it home, we make it grand.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Attention, are you turning 65 and don't know what your Medicare plan options are? Are you already on Medicare and unhappy with your current plan? Medicare providers can help you choose the plan that is right for you. Call us today at 855-408-4081 and we'll connect you with a licensed agent to help you determine which Medicare plan fits your needs the best. You may also be eligible for a special enrollment period. The call is 100% free and the help is real. Call today at 855-408-4081.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-930-0972. 800-930-0972.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Every day we hear news about high levels of hazardous chemicals, bacteria, even lead, in water across the country. Do you know what's in your home's water? A Pelican water system can reduce 99% of those pollutants from your water. You'll have spring quality water from every faucet in your home. We have factory direct pricing, a 90-day money-back guarantee, and free shipping. Call Pelican now, and they'll ship you a free information kit. Call 888-474-4019. That's 888-474-4019.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I don't know if we grabbed a phone call yet. We've got a lot of texters that have been interested in discussing the news of the day, and that is the Bulls have Dwayne Wade. They made Rajon Rondo official today, and he spoke, but all I have to say is good luck to you. Just good luck. None of this makes any sense. Because you're bringing in sort of redundant pieces to do things that the coach doesn't really coach. You wanted to get younger, you got older. You wanted to get more athletic, you really didn't do that. And you've given an already embattled coach a very difficult roster to manage. So, hey, it's great for headlines. It's great for us.
It's great for excitement.
But selfishly, it's for people who have opinions and want to talk about things, it's great for that. I just, you know, you mentioned before that you were looking over the East.
Yeah.
And
do you want to go through it right now? Because I can.
Yeah. I want to know what you kind of came up with when you say, where are the Bulls in the pecking order right now? I don't think this really moves the needle as far as their proximity to a title.
Well, let's go through the East, all right? Last year, you had the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're not going anywhere. All right, the Raptors, they've kept their backcourt and core. Obviously, Biombo moves on, but they're still going to be a playoff team in our eyes. Boston's gotten better, adding in Al Horford. I think the Pacers, of all the teams in the East, they have maybe improved the most. Jeff Teague was an all-star. Now he's your point guard to go along with Paul George. And Miles Turner's a guy that I really like. Now Al Jefferson's your second-team center.
Even though I wouldn't have fired the coach.
Don't understand that move. That must have been something where Bird must have been rubbed the wrong way or had a suggestion, because I know he wanted to play Paul George at the four and Paul didn't want to play there. But anyway, they're going to be better than the Bulls.
And that's why I think Orlando's better, because I think Vogel is going to make them better.
So Orlando's had all this talent. Oh, the Magic are like the Texans, where you're like, oh, this is the year. The Magic are going to break through. Like every year I hear that about the Texans. Like, oh, the Texans are going to be the sleeper pick to win the Super Bowl. Like, this is the year that you got to think that, you know, Gordon, who's jumping in the basket, and Alfred Payton's going to figure it out with that hairdo. Mm-hmm. But I had them below the Bulls. All right. I got more teams in front of them. I have the Pistons. They have a center, a dominating center. They have a point guard who's a borderline all-star every year. Stan Van clearly knows what he's doing at the professional level. Check out where the Magic have gone since Stan Van Gundy has left their organization. Mm-hmm. They have been a laughingstock of the NBA since Stan Van has left. So I have the Pistons in front of them. All right, so right now we have Cleveland, Toronto, Boston, Indiana, the Pistons, Charlotte Bobcats. They have their backcourt in place. They play the way the NBA is being played now, shooting a lot of threes. They make over 10 a game. They spread you out. Frank Kaminsky's been a nice little cog for them, but they're really built on Batum being able to guard multiple positions and Kemba Walker being your closer. All right, now you get down to the nitty-gritty. Are the Bulls better than the Hawks?
Let me see. I got to see the Hawks.
Because now you have Schroeder's your new guy. Dwight Howard is down there. Paul Millsap is out on the perimeter. You know, it looks like they're playing a different way. They're going to play four out, one in. Everyone play around Dwight. Dwight likes that. He likes all the attention. He got $70 million. This is how he played
in
Orlando.
Is that what Budenholzer wants to do, is four out, one in? Because that's kind of old-fashioned. You're talking like that's like 2002 kind of style of basketball.
I think when you bring in Dwight Howard, that's how you have to play. Okay. And I think what the
Hawks, where has that worked?
He got to the finals with a bad team. That was a horrible Orlando Magic team. But he got to the finals. That was Hedo Turkoglu, Rafer Alston, Jameer Nelson. Yeah. That was a bad team. So the Hawks are a team. Are the Bulls better than? All right, are the Bulls better than the Knicks?
I want to think so, but I just don't have any. It isn't so much that I think the Knicks are going to be good. I can't see the Bulls scoring enough points with their lineups. And then when they have lineups that they think can score, stopping the other team. I just think it's just a different way of mismatching their parts.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
It's probably still a 38-win team, right?
They can't bring Dwayne Wade off the bench, can they? Because that's what they did to Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson came off the bench, and he hated that. But when you look at the dynamic of this team, do you know what the Bulls need on the floor when they have Rondo and Butler out there? Someone who could spread the court. Because now all of a sudden, if
McDermott.
Yeah.
You got to play McDermott, then you can't guard anybody.
But then again, you're offensively pretty efficient. Now you have guys that can make plays. You can spread the floor with Rondo and Butler and Wade, guys that don't shoot the three very well.
It's all packed in.
Oh, it's going to be so crowded. And when Rondo doesn't have the ball, Rondo's man's not going to guard him. Rondo's man will just be hanging out in the paint being like, all right, who am I going to help off of? And now all of a sudden, you got Butler and Wade basically going one-on-two. That's like the hardest way to play basketball instead of like passing and cutting and moving. Yes, LeBron plays that way, but that guy is a freak of nature. And if
there's no bad matchup for him.
No, and you want to know something? LeBron makes the game so difficult on himself. You know what he should do? Every single dime down the floor, you go ball screen with Steph Curry, and then you go right back out of ball screen, and there's your switch.
You mean with Irving?
Yeah, but you get Steph Curry, who's in that matchup. You just
go at him. Okay.
Yes, and then you screen, and if he gets over, then you just screen him again, and then once Curry switches on LeBron, LeBron rolls down to the post, and that's it, folks. The game is over. But what LeBron likes to do is dribble out to half court and call for a ball screen. I don't know why he does it. You can't argue with him because he's so good at it, but LeBron could age just like how Kobe aged, just like how Michael aged in the post. LeBron's post game's not very good. No real jump hook. Turnaround jump shot is not that
all
great.
All he needs is a move and a counter.
That's it.
One move and a counter.
He's bigger than everyone else right on the court. But instead, he wants to come off ball screens and shoot jump shots. Now, they went in the NBA Finals, but he can make the game a lot easier on himself. And what does LeBron do? He doesn't. I'll tell you this. If I was LeBron James, I would be telling Dwayne Wade, oh, man, I'd love for you to come to Cleveland. Love. And then go back to your boys. I don't want him to come. Dwayne Wade does not fit with LeBron James and the type of style of play he plays right now. He wants to be surrounded by guys that can knock down shots. And that's not Dwayne Wade's game.
He courted Dunleavy. Remember, LeBron wanted Mike Dunleavy because he understands what he can do for spacing. And now he's got him.
How good is Mike Dunleavy going to be on the Cavaliers in your mind? How valuable?
I think if used properly, he can be really valuable because he's generally smart with the ball. In some of the advanced movement stats, he runs really hard. He actually moves a lot and hustles. And you can see it in the miles per hour and the actually amount of space that he covers. When healthy, he does that. And it's the opposite of Rondo. You can't lose him.
No, because he's setting back screens. He's setting flare screens. Yep. When he doesn't have the ball, he's being valuable in other ways. Now, Richard Jefferson resigns. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I wonder if he makes the transition to Dick Jefferson as he gets older.
See, that's
a progression right there.
Our earlier guest, if you're Steven Jackson watching him play, that's the guy if you're like, man, I can still play. That's the guy you watch. You think, what's he getting paid?
Richard Jefferson has like the George Gervin syndrome. He looks the exact same as he did when he came in the NBA.
He's made a lot of money. He's had a long career.
So he sticks around. LeBron surrounds himself with all these veterans. He did it in Miami with Battier and Mike Miller, who was 100 years old, and Ray Allen.
James Jones.
And that's been his team. And now all of a sudden, I'm just not sure how they're going to be able to defend. But let's get back to the East. Are the Bulls better than the Wizards in your mind?
We got to take a break. We'll have to get back to this. We are going to be talking with Evan Grossman, who wrote an interesting piece about the response to Kevin Durant and how fans react to free agents leaving and just how bizarre it is. We'll talk to him about that after an update on the score.
This year's All-Star voting was all about the Cubs. Chris Bryant, Addison Russell, Anthony Rizzo, Ben Zobrist, Dexter Fowler, Jake Arrieta, John Lester. Listen to every Cubs game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the official radio home of the Cubs.
Run to Old Navy to save up to 50% off summer's most stylish dresses, shirts, and shorts for the family. But you better hurry. At up to 50% off, your favorite styles are going fast. And you should, too. Run to Old Navy now. Valid 7/5 to 7/13. Select styles only.
Go ahead. Get weird with your workout. Like doing downward dog on a paddleboard weird. Like running a race with a burrow weird. Like crawling through the mud on all fours while getting electrocuted weird. Yeah, that's a thing. But when you're done, recover smart with organic fuel from Organic Valley. It has 26 grams of organic protein made from pasture-raised milk and zero weird ingredients. Get your fuel on at drinkorganicfuel.com.
Run to Old Navy to save up to 50% off summer's most stylish dresses, shirts, and shorts for the family. But you better hurry. At up to 50% off, your favorite styles are going fast. And you should too. Run to Old Navy now. Valid 7/5 to 7/13. Select styles only.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
Hi, my name is Bill Bates. As a former convenience store owner, I sold tobacco items every day to customers who longed to quit but had very few healthy alternatives. I sought products to help these customers and discovered Jake's Mint Chew, made from USDA certified organic mint. Jake's packs like chewing tobacco without the harmful side effects. If you want to provide Jake's Mint Chew at your store or are looking to quit dipping yourself, go to jakesmintchew.com. We're available in 11 delicious flavors, including new apple spice. Chew healthy, chew mint, and order your Jake's Mint Chew today.
If you like to run barefoot or bare naked or 100 miles up a mountain through the night like a crazy person, that's cool. Get weird with your workout, just not with your protein. Organic Fuel from Organic Valley has 26 grams of organic protein and zero weird ingredients. Go ahead, get weird with your workout, like whacking tires with a sledgehammer weird. Like riding a stationary bike in a pool, weird. Like running a race with a bunch of zombies chasing you, weird. Apparently that's a thing. Get weird with your workout, but not with your protein. Always recover smart with organic fuel from Organic Valley. 26 grams of organic protein and zero weird ingredients. Get your fuel on at drinkorganicfuel.com.
NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing is headed to Chicagoland. The ground-pounding rumble of 10,000 horsepower. The fastest race cars in the world speeding down the track at 300 miles per hour. Every ticket's a pit pass. So come out, get autographs, and meet the stars of the NHRA. It's the Route 66 NHRA Nationals. This weekend at Route 66 Raceway in Joliet. From Friday night on fire to Championship Sunday. You won't want to miss out. Get tickets at Route66Raceway.com or call 888-629-RACE.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that